Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Chrisanne will join us next week. She was awfully busy today, traveling as well. So she'll join us next week. Usually this is the day we have Chrisanne Hall on, our constitutional expert and attorney. She's missed this week, we miss her. And, of course, we just had Deanna Lorraine on, who's running up against Nancy Pelosi. And that would be an interesting race because Nancy's never really had to run for her seat. She's never had a real opponent. No. See, and everybody's scared to run against Mafia Nancy. So her family's mafia going all the way back. So it's kind of interesting to watch. And I, you know, it'll be interesting to see how Deanna does.
You know, just the fact that she has what it takes to run against Nancy Pelosi is a reason to vote for her.
Yeah, I mean,
forget everything else.
Yeah. The fact that she wants to and that she's dedicated. I mean, seriously, for over 30 years, Nancy's never had to run for office. She's never really had to campaign for it. And, you know, here's another thought, too. I don't know if people ever think in these terms, but let's just say you're the deep state. Okay. Mm-hmm. And let's just say, you know, you move around your pawns. Okay. And Nancy's a pawn, shifts a pawn. Right. And I always find it kind of interesting looking at Nancy's career. The deep state never thought she was bright enough to ever run her for president or even a vice president or any position like that. They keep her in Congress. They keep her in San Francisco. And I always found that kind of funny because looking, you know, if you're the deep state, it's like you've got this useful idiot, this useful tool, and you keep her where you want her. Now, I know Speaker of the House, they say, you know, of course, this very big position. But that was probably awarded because she would go to the mat for the deep state. She would do anything. I mean, anything to get those gazillions of dollars. And she's worth over $300 million on a salary of how much? Under $200,000 a year. So you do the math. But yeah, I've done whole shows on Nancy. She's a piece of work. All of them are. Give me somebody's name honestly, there's only a couple of people in Congress that are worth their to even listen to. The rest of them, I just have such a hard time with. But I could probably come up with maybe five. I would even listen to what they'd say. Other than that, anyway, we're in a spot of trouble, aren't we? So, from today, here was a great clip from today talking. This is Trump on talking about Nadler. And then this is also Mark Meadows talking about the witnesses, being asked about the witnesses. And I thought this was good. Here you go. It's about a minute 15. Here you go.
Gerald Nadler. I've known him a long time. He's a sleazebag. Everybody knows that.
I love how he just says it.
So we have yet another fight. Isn't it amazing? The other side has so lied. I watched the lies from Adam Schiff. He'll stand, he'll look at a microphone, and he'll talk like he's so aggrieved. These two guys, these are major sleazebags. They're very dishonest people.
Here's Mark Meadows.
They're actually not only making false statement, but they're intentionally misleading the American people. How do we know that? Everything that the House impeachment managers are going to say today is going to be based on second and third hand knowledge. There's no first hand witnesses. You know why? Because those first hand witnesses actually have exonerated the President of the United States. So we're going to continue to hear allegations of cover up. The only cover up that I've seen is actually Adam Schiff and his team's cover up on their coordination with the whistleblowers. And how many more first hand witnesses do we have to say that have to testify that the president is not guilty? We've heard from President Zelensky. We've heard from the number two and number three. We've heard from the Vice President of the United States, Ambassador Volker, Tim Morrison. Listen, they are going on a fishing expedition hoping that they can find something because their case is so flawed.
That's true. They've already had the people in the know that have already weighed in on this and have, you know, obviously we all know this is a sham. So that was Mark Meadows, Congressman Mark Meadows. So we all know it's a sham and we're watching the political theater and they want us on sides. But I dare say that if you were to interview a liberal, they would have to admit that they're that the evidence isn't there. They would have to admit that the whole thing is on hearsay mm-hmm. and a witness of a witness of a friend of a friend of a cousin. But they don't care because it serves the purpose that they want. They don't care about the process. They don't care about how this is going to go down or in what way. And even, and this is one of the problems with hardcore progressive liberals, is that they can't think ahead, right? Americans are usually people that think ahead. That's what we're known for, because we could see what was coming. That's why we fought a revolution. We weren't Roman slaves at the time. We could see what was coming. So what I find baffling about hardcore liberal, they can't even think a year in advance. They can't think, how is me undermining the process or cheering for the undermining of a process going to hurt me down the road? Well, it will. And they don't care. They just want what they want, and they want it now, like a 2-year-old tantrum. So the attorney general's 21 states.
State attorney generals
wrote a letter saying, you're killing the republic with this sham of a trial. There's not even evidence. And it kind of, you know, if you were going to compare this, Uncle Milty, to, like, say, the O.J. Simpson trial, where everybody was engaged to watch the O.J. Simpson, most everybody thought he did it. But you still wanted to see if the glove fit. You still wanted to see them, because they had a couple of pieces of evidence that were like, mm-hmm. even though you knew, you know. In this case, it's interesting because everybody knows he's not guilty of this because there's no evidence to this. And Nancy's already admitted that they were working on it for 2.5 years. So I find it kind of interesting that people are still going along with it.
Well, there
at
is,
least in Simpson, we, you know, wanted to see.
There is some aspect of this that uh-huh. is interesting to watch. I mean, I watch, uh-huh. and I watch for things like today. Mm-hmm. Okay, Adam Schiff today made up a story. Mm-hmm. It was a made up story about something that happened at the Kremlin, mm-hmm. and it caused Putin to say, thank God nobody is accusing us anymore of interfering in U.S. elections. Now they're accusing the Ukraine. Thank God, Putin says. Well, nobody knows. I mean, that's made up.
Yeah.
But when Schiff says it, he's saying it as if it really happened. Like, I think he believes it really happened.
But it's kind of funny that he was the one that said he had the evidence that Russia did it.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
But then he says, you've got to give Donald Trump credit for this. At least he's made a religious man out of Vladimir Putin.
What?
Yeah, because he makes up this story about Putin saying, thank God, and then gives President Trump credit for making him a religious man. I mean, it's like...
That's the wrap-up smear, according to...
It's insanity.
It's just done in a different way.
It's absolute insanity.
That gives validity to his Russia claim, right?
Apparently.
Yeah, if you give somebody a compulsult on the way out, you know, verifying that you did something, that they did something. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me to watch this whole thing play out. Now, I know all of you still are shaking your heads and wondering how it even got this far, how they could even go along with this. And I'm in that same boat, because, you know, so we have to be looking at all the other stuff that's happening in this country, because obviously there's a lot of stuff going down because this is the biggest distraction, and the fact that they let it get this far. And, you know, it was interesting. You know, I was talking to somebody last night about the impeachment, and they said, what if it comes back in a shocker that the Senate impeaches him? What if they turn on him? What if they impeach him? Even though everybody knows there's no evidence, what if they do it? And I said, the only reason they would do it, I mean, there's a lot of reasons, but what do you think would happen after that if they were able to get away with this kind of corruption?
We'd be within 24 hours of martial law.
See, now, I don't actually think so. Do you know what I think would happen? I think that they would sell us on Pence enough to say, look, Pence will only be in president for X number of days until the election, and Trump will run again. So hold the line. Yeah, but hold the line, right? And we'll be fine, right, until that time. And they'll try to get people sold on Pence. They'll try to get people going, well, he's not controversial. He's great. See, he's fine. And then from there, what? I don't know. But I can see that playing out. I can see them trying to do that. See, Pence unifies us. which is total, that's total BS. But everybody's going to, you know, there'll be people that lob onto that.
I agree they may try that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to come close to working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's one of the president's rallies is already has 100,000 requests for tickets.
Wow.
To one of his rallies.
Wow.
Coming up. If he, and he draws those kinds of numbers, yeah, everywhere he goes. If he really has that much support, the mm-hmm. people of this country are going to go ballistic if that was to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, caller. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get there. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. What do you think? I do think they would try to sell us on Pence as the unifier. I do think that, see, then even your Democrats, you know, would go along with that plan. And then where would we be in November is kind of interesting to think about. But I can see them doing it. And I can see them doing it to stave off some kind of altercation like you're talking about. Because I do think that would be the first immediate reaction of people. But I do think they'd get away with it.
The Democrats are already bad-mouthing Pence, too.
Mm. To get Nancy.
Right.
To get Nancy.
Can you imagine a problem there.
Oh, good heavens. I mean, is she ever not drinking and drunk to the point of being in a complete stupor? I mean, I can't. Anyway, wow.
Well, they don't have time to impeach mm-hmm. Pence.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they're just bad mouth.
Right, right. But I can see them saying also, you know, just give Pence the next four because, you know, then we won't have the nation warring against each other. All of it's theater. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
Everything I'm saying is theater, but I can see them trying to do that too. Hi, caller. You have about a minute. Go right ahead.
I'm sorry. This is the wrong number.
Okay. Well, you know, we get that too sometimes. 888-673-1450. I know. Yeah, years, actually. 888-673-1450. You can give us your 2 cents, too. I just was kind of mulling that over last night and thinking how they would do that. I can see them doing it.
Boy, they're really hating on Bernie Sanders.
Yeah,
Obama
are.
Actually has stated that he doesn't think Sanders is fit to battle Trump.
Ooh. That's funny because this is so funny because you get to see who the deep state really, really wants in the position, mm-hmm. right? Who they get to use the most. So it's kind of interesting to watch who they're all going to like take to the mat and try to get rid of.
Well, and it's becoming obvious that the one they want the mm-hmm. most is the one they can control the
exactly.
most.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Their biggest puppet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The
no,
biggest
they,
yes person.
I mean, but it's so obvious. They used to try to hide that
right.
they're puppets. Now they're bragging. This is my best puppet.
Oh, it's so true. We're a ventriloquist and we're on the stage and this yeah. is the best we got. It is kind of funny to watch. Sanders, I said this yesterday. I was talking about leaders again, and these people cannot lead that. You can't lead the country with big government if your country is built on the premise of limited government, small government. You can't
yeah.
do it. These people, I would never consider them leaders of our country at all. And the fact that they consider themselves leaders of the country scares me so badly in so many ways.
Brexit became law today. That's big.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people realize just how big that is.
Okay, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a holistic kind of guy, you know, my whole life. And I just felt like you're supposed to hurt. You're supposed to ache. You're supposed to feel like, you know, you're getting old. But that's not the case. I don't feel that way anymore. It's been because of this product. And the biggest thing is I don't get up to go to the bathroom like I did before. I seem to get a better night's sleep, you know. I really do. I just think, you know, this balance of nature just took it to the next level.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
3-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Respect yourself. Respect yourself.
Welcome back. listening to The Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me, and we're just talking over the break. We really ought to air our conversations over the break, too. Really and truly, it'd be really fun to do that.
Sometimes.
We really do need to do that. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to the website, katedalyradio.com. Balance of Nature is there. And click on the picture of Balance of Nature, or just go to balanceofnature.com. You're going to need your supplements. Let's just say that. You know, even with the coronavirus, which we could even talk about today, there's a huge amount of headlines on it right now. How many people are they really quarantining and everything else? Make sure that your immune system, your personal immune system is up. Make sure you're okay. Make sure your family's okay. Take a supplement because our nutrients aren't in the food. And this will give you 10 to 11 servings a day of fruits and vegetables that you know you're probably not going to get to. The tomato on your hamburger is not the equivalent of the amount of servings that you need, okay? So make sure you're getting the supplement. And then you can put the code Kate in, my name, Kate, K-A-T-E, and you can get over a third off. It's amazing savings right now. Take advantage of it. It's a great deal. And you can try it out, and it's also guaranteed. What do you have to lose? And then let me know how you like it. In fact, I know you're going to love it, but you'll see lots of differences a couple of weeks in. You'll really go, wow, I'm so glad I'm taking this. Balance of Nature. So we were just talking because I do think that if they actually shocked everybody and it went this far for a reason, the impeachment happened and they actually did have Pence in, that they would actually kind of talk everybody into, well, this is okay. I mean, at least it's Pence and you'll, you know, we'll wait till the next election. And if he came back and said, all they're going to do is just keep impeaching me the whole time. You know, I can see that scenario. And I can also see the scenario of people wouldn't be up in arms about it because they'd go, well, we got Pence. I don't know. I mean, I like Pence, but I don't know. Well, I don't know about Pence.
I think you're leaving one factor out that's pretty important.
What's that?
There's also a congressional election.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
So that determines a lot.
Yeah. Well, Congress is always more powerful, even
right.
than the position we're
right.
talking about.
And so if the Republicans take a good margin back mm-hmm. in the House mm-hmm. and extend their lead in the Senate, that changes everything.
If they did anything in the using the power, yes.
Well,
but
here's the good part.
What's up?
This time, there's no re-election to talk about. The mm-hmm. president will be it this last term.
Mm-hmm.
So if he, with a Congress and the Senate behind him, doesn't get the things done that need to be done,
mm-hmm.
then we can honestly say it's all over.
Mm-hmm.
We're finished then.
Mm. Well, it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out, and I guess nothing would shock me at this point. I'm so used to being shocked now that I when I hear them babbling about nonsense, I know the whole world's watching, and they have to be scratching their heads, too, all around the globe at what's going on here, then if this is moving towards an impeachment, just thinking that out, and you're welcome to call. Let's talk Brexit for just a moment. So this came through just a little bit ago, and they got a green light. Right?
Yep.
It's kind of shocking. It's
now law in Great Britain.
Okay. And now what's left? The EU. The EU votes and gives it the green light. And the European Parliament, excuse me, let me give it the right verbiage. And then the UK would formally leave the EU on January 31st with a withdrawal deal and then a transition period. Okay. And also, I just wanted to mention, too, that the 27 member states all have to be on board and the European Parliament have to be in agreement. And then the formal talks begin in March. The government makes it clear that the UK must leave the customs union and the single market and then end the overall jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice. But they all have to be in agreement, and I feel like they're not going to be. I feel like, just like we just got into this USMCA deal, because that was like their Maastricht treaty that got them into the EU, we don't realize sometimes, I think, the power of forming a union above your own country is. And this is why we were saying so much about the USMCA deal, because it's horrid. And look at how they're having to fight. Look what they're trying to do to get out of it.
But there is a matter of sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
Great Britain's a monarchy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give that sovereignty up.
Right.
I mean, they haven't for a long time. So, and Johnson insists he won't agree to any delays beyond the end mm-hmm. of the year.
Interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to say, one, you are brilliant for getting, like, Balance of Nature on your program.
Awesome.
It is awesome stuff.
Isn't it, though? I love it.
It's not cheap. It'll cost you about $70.
Mm-hmm.
But
well worth it.
It's all organic. There are no pesticides in it or any of that junk.
Yep.
Plus, it's got all the nutrients in it, and, like, your food, you're right, your food probably doesn't have any nutrients in it.
Nope.
It looks good, tastes good, but it won't do anything for you.
You're right. I love it that, like, you're taking it. Good.
It's like health insurance, you know? Plus, I wanted to say, I didn't know Nancy Pelosi was connected with the mafia.
Uh-huh. Her family is mafia.
No wonder nobody could unseat her. But I didn't know that before you said it, and I wanted to say that, mm-hmm. I'm so grateful for Uncle Milty because, like, he's like your, you know, like, were you aware
Uncle
of this
Milty.
Little fact? I thought, no, I wasn't. You know?
Don't you love Uncle Milty? Who doesn't love him? I think he's great.
But I really appreciate you guys because, like, I feel like I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought you'd like to know. Plus, you know, if San Francisco and LA, they say LA is a garbage dump.
Uh-huh.
You never see any pictures of LA now because
exactly. Right. No tourist pictures. But let me tell you this: as Deanna thanked me for bringing out the mafia part, because Nancy Pelosi's father was in the mob, and he was mayor of Baltimore, Maryland, and dealt with all of the mafia there. And so her name was D'Alessandro. She comes from a long background. And I love your call, by the way. And thank you for the thoughts. Thank you so much for that. The thoughts on we're short on time, but thank you for the thoughts on Balance of Nature. I love that. It's great. And I love the supplement. I really do. I really love it, or I wouldn't talk about it on the show. She was great. Thank you for that. So you're great.
I am great, Uncle Milty.
You are great. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I got to turn the radio off. Oh, there we go. On Brexit exit, remember a couple of things. One is what Jill Skousen said when he was on your show, that they're actually secretly keeping part of it in place. Mm-hmm. The worst part is military alliance.
Yeah.
Britain is still required to act as one part of the EU. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to know more detail about that. But the other thing you just mentioned, the 23 nations and the EU have to agree to this, or it's not going to go
27.
Through? Is that part of the
Yeah, the EU can take weeks to agree to a formal negotiating mandate, and then all remaining 27 member states and the European Parliament have to be in agreement.
Well, that's almost certainly going to veto it. I mean, that they've set it up for failure. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, both sides, the current prime minister of Britain is a globalist. All sides are globalists.
Yep.
And that looks like they've set it up for failure.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to believe that's going to happen.
So if no trade deal has been agreed to and ratified by the end of the year with everybody agreeing, then the UK faces the prospect of tariffs on exports to the EU. Go ahead, Uncle
Milty. So it's not that they
can't leave. Thank you. Yeah.
They can leave without it being ratified.
It's going to cost them.
They just won't have a trade agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so important that they maintain a good trade agreement with the United States.
Yeah.
Without us, they couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
The tariffs would kill them.
Right. And so it's going to be interesting. All the critics are saying, they pointed out that the UK wishes to have the freedom to diverge from EU rules so it can do deals with other countries like it should with its own sovereignty, but that it's going to make negotiations more difficult. So,
well, and the military connection with the European countries, to me, that's not that big a deal. It's really just a copycat of NATO.
Yeah.
So it's not really that big a deal to me. I don't see that.
Well, the UK has to agree on how it's going to cooperate with the EU on security and law enforcement.
Right.
A lot of different areas, right? And then the UK is set up to leave the European arrest warrant scheme. All of these different things have to agree to a replacement. There's a lot of stuff that happens because of the entanglements from the EU. This is why the USMCA is so dangerous, because it goes above and beyond the country to a formed legal body that sits over the countries. And that's the problem. I don't want to have to do a Brexit. And we might be having to face that, too,
because
to get out of our agreement.
One of the things they have to do is reset up their border control, because they've let that go.
Right, because the EU handles all of that.
So there are issues. I mean, it's not something easy to But it can be done, and they don't need anybody's permission. They just have to do it.
Yeah. So the government's large majority meant that the EU withdrawal bill sailed through the House of Commons, and then there's amendments to the bill that were passed in the Lords, but the changes were overturned by the MPs, and now it has become law. It's Brexit. Just letting you know. So then now that we're assuming that the European Parliament's going to give them a green light and the UK will formally leave the EU. So we'll know more on January 31st with a withdrawal deal.
But this is, again, one of those deals where 3.5 years ago, the people of Great Britain voted yes.
Right.
And the government said, we're not going to listen to you.
Right.
That's the real issue here as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. And
but the people finally won.
Yeah, making it difficult, but we'll see. I'm not convinced because I know that getting them into that EU and keeping them in the EU is big, deep state business. So going up against that machine, very difficult to get the untanglement out, to get unentangled, you know. So I don't know. I'm holding my breath for him, but this will tell us a lot about what we will be facing, I think, in the future, what we could be facing with our own deal that everybody's so excited about right now. I'm not excited about it at all. I because of this. I mean, all we have to do, we have history to look at and say this did not bode well for them. In all of the different areas, whether it was getting all the migrants charging the gates or whether it was about trade, they did not serve their nations well by giving up their sovereignty.
And oh, no.
The USMCA has all the same components as the same treaty that put them into the EU, puts us into the North American Union. And that's why I'm fearful of it, to be honest. So anyway, I was going to mention this. Desperate measures. There's a new call for the libs to start putting out there. And they have been putting it out there just a little bit about having 127 states. 127 states carving up California, all kinds of different ways, carving up every state into, you know, you have your southern and your northern parts of the state. I mean, all that would be carved up to create more electoral seats for the Electoral College. So instead of doing away with the Electoral College, because they don't know if they can get away with that, it's creating more states so that they can get away with putting in more Electoral College seats to then sway it their way. You know, if you don't, you know, I think they're going to get a lot of voters with this new USMCA, the Democrats, because of all the people coming over the border. But if they didn't, they would hedge their bets with trying to create more states. You know why? Because it takes a simple majority. They made rules that make it a simple majority in order to accept a state into the union. And so that was part of the, should we do this? Talk about desperate measures. We might talk about this a little bit on the flip side of this end of this hour, just because I can see them going for all kinds of crazy, crazy ideas that you think would never work in America, but they do. They might have some legal means to try to do it. Sad.
Well, I often talk about the fact that I think we should go back to having one representative for every 30,000 people versus what it is now.
Right, right.
So if we did that, it would not allow this to be effective.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think we've seen so many desperate measures this year by trying so many different things to, who knows what's coming next, but I know that Vox, a very liberal platform, and other people are putting this out there. They're just kind of floating it out there to see how America feels about it. And the caveat is, see, your representation will be closer to home, see, but the goal of it is to carve it up in a way where the Electoral College votes swing in a very, oh, I don't know, towards communism, basically towards socialism, so that we really voted in, that they really have an opportunity to carve up America. The problem with that is that the majority in this country are still conservative. We're still the conservative voices. So you have to change the people. But they could do that with an influx of migrants, too. And you could get a lot of people bringing in their socialistic views into this country. USMCA will do that. And then could this happen? Well, I don't know. I wouldn't even say it's possible at this point because it's such a foreign idea to us. 127 states. Can you even imagine that? But it's an idea. They keep trying to put out there.
You have to know the process of how a state becomes a state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just...
Well, right now, their argument is simple majority could do it. Majority vote. Well, we'll talk about it. Anyway, be right back on the Kate Daly Show. A lot more coming up in the next hour. And I have a great guest coming on tomorrow about human trafficking. She was a victim of it. She's going to be talking tomorrow. And all kinds of stuff tomorrow, too. Anyway, on the flip side of this break, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. No matter your situation, Bank of Utah.